Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
505, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday, and I didn't think I'd get the chance to say it. It's really, really nice. The sun is back out. We're holding steady right around 67 degrees. Heidi and I have made a command decision. Happy hour maneuvers this evening. 18:03 is when they get underway. Will, in fact, commence on the deck. Yep, the Arcadec deck. That's where we're going to be. That is the command decision. We're very, very excited about that. Oh, you know what I need? I forgot to mention this the other day. God, we need a power washing guy. There used to be a great company that I endorsed for years and years and years. They did great work. They really did. And then it got sold. And, well, anyway, we're looking for somebody else. So if you've got some suggestions, let me know. Hit me up on the text line if you want. The James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Getting a lot of pushback from folks, law enforcement officers, saying, Jeff, somebody's got a call on the PBA to revoke their endorsement of Abigail Spamberger. I agree. I absolutely agree. I think the PBA absolutely, collectively, out of their minds to endorse her. I do know there was a lot of stuff behind the scenes, just so we're all very clear, that my understanding from a couple of different sources is that Winsome Sears was not cooperative, or the Winsome Sears campaign was not cooperative with the PBA. I don't get that, but that could be part of it. The other part of it, if we really want to pull back the curtain for just a little bit, is that the PBA, which functions as a labor union in other states, I would imagine would be very happy if Virginia got rid of the right-to-work state and provided all sorts of collective bargaining rights to law enforcement, and the PBA became the union, right? There's plenty of union dues that come rolling in. And I'm not against this. I will remind you, I think, I'm not entirely sure, but I think I'm the only guy at the Radio Factory who's ever been part of a union. Germ, you know anybody else who's been part of a union? I'll ask Rich Herrera tomorrow. I'm going to be on with Rich at 7:35. He might very well have been part of AFTRA at some point. I mean, I was part of a police labor union. I was part of a broadcasting labor union. I actually went out and did some work helping police officers to organize a little bit. Yeah, so I am absolutely, positively not opposed to unions. I'm just telling you, the year 2025, man, I just don't see the need for them. I don't. I really honestly don't. If we were still working in a coal mine 80 hours a week, I'd say, hell yeah, let's organize. But one of the reasons, I'm going to share this with you. I don't think I've ever shared it before, but I grew up, again, in a real blue-collar neighborhood in Philadelphia. And there were plenty of guys who were union members. We didn't have an anti-union attitude where I grew up. We had plenty of cops and firefighters. Guys were members of the FOP or the IAFF, the International Association of Firefighters. We had school teachers. They were all members of the PFT, the Philadelphia Federation of Teachers. And we had just all sorts of folks. We had guys who worked in, some of them worked in the streets department of Philadelphia. They were AFSCME, District Council 33. We had some guys who worked in the city government, more kind of white collar, but lower level white collar. They were AFSCME, District Council 47. So, again, I grew up in a union household. My dad was one of the organizing members for something called the National Treasury Employees Union. I mean, he worked for the federal government and nonetheless was active. So I am absolutely positively not one of those anti-union guys. But I actually voted to decertify a union years ago when I was doing morning drive in Boston. We all had to be a member of something called AFTRA, the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists. AFTRA then merged with SAG, the Screen Actors Guild, and we had to be members of the union. And there were a couple of us who were on the air. I was in mornings, Howie Carr was in the afternoons, and Howie and I used to talk to each other, go, what the hell are we getting for the union dues? We had a live evening show. We had a live mid. I mean, it was back in the heyday of talk radio. It's a long time ago. But we all used to get together like, what are you getting? Man, I don't even get a flipping T-shirt. I couldn't even get an AFTRA baseball cap if I wanted to. So I thought, well, I don't see what I'm. Well, we get this benefit. Well, yeah, but we get the same benefit as part of our personal services contract with the radio station. In fact, we get better benefits in some cases. So we saw what it was. I mean, the reality was it was for producers. Those were the folks who had some benefit to belonging to AFTRA. But those of us who were the on-air talent, we had zero benefit. All that we got to do was pay a chunk of our check each time we got paid to the union. And finally, there was a decision made to decertify the union. And one of the union reps came in and was trying to explain to us why that was a bad move and how we had such great protection and services and benefits. And it didn't go well, because everything he mentioned, we then said, well, what about this? And there were no answers. Well, what about that? There were no answers. So that's why we ultimately voted to decertify that. Now, maybe there are situations where you've got to still have some sort of union representation, some sort of collective bargaining. Again, I'm not reflexively against it. But I do think that was a huge part, just my sense of why the PBA went with Spamberger as opposed to Sears. Because Spamberger says, you know, she's in favor of it. And despite some of her musings, well, you know, I'm not going to completely do away with right to work. Yeah, yeah, you are. And we all know it. We all know it. It's one of the other dangerous parts, if you ask me, about the Spamberger, Hashmi, and Jones situation. But a lot of law enforcement folks are saying the PBA's got to get rid of the Spamberger endorsement because she is standing with that god-awful, reprehensible Jay Jones. You and I can't say to somebody, oh, I'd like to put two slugs into the head of somebody I work with. Even if you hate the person you work with. Right? We all went through this. Well, wasn't it last week we kind of did the on-air exercise? I said, think of where it is that you were. Oh, it was last week because we had a one of those Radio Factory meetings. Germ, is that meeting still going on back there in the conference room? It probably is. They probably run out of the cold, soggy tortilla chips. But I bet you the meeting's still going on. But I said, you know, I see a bunch of people, and some of them I like, and some of them I think, you know, friendly co-workers, but I would never associate with them outside of this. And some people you think, well, I'll never see them again once I leave or once they leave. right? And that's just the way it is at every single solitary workplace. You make friends, you have coworkers, and then you have people you don't particularly care for. But nobody in their right mind as a civilized human being says, oh yeah, I want to put two bullets into the head of this coworker. Or I want that coworker's children to die in his wife's arms. I mean, that's just disgusting. Just disgusting. But that's what that Jay Jones did. And then he said about cops, well, maybe a few more cops need to die. And that's why law enforcement's upset. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Mike in Colonial Heights says, hey, Jeff, I think a lot of people like unions. They help increase some level of job security because it is more difficult to terminate union members as opposed to non-union members. You are correct. One of the problems, of course, is that you will oftentimes see unions protecting workers who, well, they're not really deserving of protection, and they ought to be shown the door. It is 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 5:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, on a lovely Tuesday evening. Taking a look at that James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, I took a lab job, a specialty area in a hospital in Tennessee. We were forced to join a union. No offense to the cafeteria workers that we were thrown in with, but come on. All of that education and national certification to end up like that, I actually resigned. Yeah, I understand that. I do. In some cases, yeah, I'm okay if folks decide they need some sort of collective representation. But in the year 2025, it just seems like those situations are considerably fewer at this point. They're just not in the same way. And I am trying to figure out, I'm reaching out to the folks over there at Richmond International to figure out how it's possible for them to decide they're not going to show the video from Secretary Kristi Noem. It's crazy, isn't it? It's just absolutely nuts. If I can get to the bottom of it, we'll get to the bottom of it, and I will share those details with you. I should also let you know, I mean, here we are, we're thrilled with this Middle East peace deal, right? Except Hamas is already playing games. Why? Well, because Hamas is comprised of truly the worst examples of human beings that we have seen in a couple of generations. Brutal thugs bent on slaughtering every last Jew in the world. There you go. They were, of course, supposed to return the bodies of the deceased hostages. So far, they've returned four. And the wording is, yeah, we don't know where the other ones are. Really? Wow. Okay. I don't believe that, by the way. I absolutely don't believe that. Because they're sick people. Really, really sick, disgusting people. I can guarantee you they know where they are. The other part of it is this, and this is something that President Trump is already weighing in on. Hamas is supposed to be disarming. Disarming. Did you see the video from Hamas just yesterday where they executed people in the streets because, well, they just didn't like them? They're still armed. There doesn't seem to be a process for disarming, but thank God President Trump said, if they don't disarm, we have the means to disarm them. And he didn't go into details. He didn't explain it too much. He just said, we have the means to disarm them. Well, I can tell you what it means. I can tell you what the means are. The means are that Prime Minister Netanyahu and the IDF will get the go-ahead to go in there and disarm them. It is 5:25, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Oh, no. All right, well, why don't we do this, Jerm? Why don't we do this? Just let Michael know there's some technical stuff, and we'll get him back. Is that okay? You want to do that? Because I don't want to shortchange Michael. Michael's got way too much to address, and it's way too important to just have him, you know, for a couple of seconds. So I'll let you make that call, but I would be more of the mind. Let's get him back when everything is working a little bit better, because obviously everybody's going to enjoy the song. Up until then, Close My Ears by Gun Hill Road. We'll continue to address it, and we will have the same level of Michigas tomorrow or the next day that we have today. So let's get Michael back. I it did sound to me, if anybody else was playing it, it sounded to me like some issues maybe with his phone. All right. That's all right. It's okay. It's all good. And Tuesday is still definitely underway. I will remind you, tomorrow morning is Wednesday morning. Richmond's Morning News will be here. That begins at 6 a.m. And that's hosted by Rich Herrera, doing a great job. I will be joining Rich tomorrow morning at 7:35. Absolutely, positively, not a clue what it is that we're going to talk about, but that's okay, because it's just a couple of guys getting together and chatting. I do get these notes. Jeff, we hear you on Rich's show all the time. We hear you on Richmond's Morning News. When is Rich coming on in the afternoon? Well, he's got an open invitation. I told Jeremy to step up the game a little bit, because I want to get Rich on for sure. But I also, look, you know, Rich is very, very, very knowledgeable on all of the big issues of the day. But I, honest to God, I want to pick his brain a little bit about the baseball finals now. And I don't want to have people go, oh, yeah, I told you he was the sports guy. He's a lot of guys. But man, he knows baseball in a way that I could never even begin to imagine. And you know, I'm not, quote, a baseball fan. I'm a Red Sox fan. If the Red Sox are out of it, I don't know. I assume stuff's still going on. Are the Yankees still in it? If the Yankees are still in it, then I'm against them. Other teams, I don't know, but I want to try and get a feel for that. And you know, we're into football season now, right? The Patriots are doing quite well. What are we, 3 in a row, 4 in a row, undefeated? I don't know if that continues, but we are doing pretty well at the moment. And so we'll get Rich on in the afternoon for sure. And then tomorrow, as I said, I'll be on with him at 7:35. Okay. Fair enough. If you missed my chat with Congressman John McGuire, let me suggest to you that you visit newsradiowrva.com, newsradiowrva.com. Take a listen to it over there. Download it. Please feel free to share it. And while you're there, just occurred to me, the most listened to piece of audio in the 100-year history of WRVA remains my interview with former Congressman Bob Good. You know, many people have credited me and that interview with swinging the election. I don't know that that's true. I think Bob Good had made clear to so many people in the 5th District throughout the years that he was, he's just an unlikable guy. Really, just an unlikable guy, didn't want to do much in the way of work, it seemed, inside of Congress. That was the perception from a lot. But if you recall that interview with him where he just, how do you put it nicely? How can I be polite? He just went off the rails. And he went after me. Now, here's a piece of advice. If you are on the Jeff Katz show, going after Jeff Katz on the Jeff Katz show is probably not the best move. And it's the same on any show, really. But I always try and give everybody the benefit of the doubt. I always try and give everybody the opportunity to talk about whatever it is that they're coming to talk about. And he, I don't know, he just decided he was all anti-Jeff that day. Long story short, that's still up there, and you can download that and listen to it as well. A lot of people now, when Congressman John McGuire comes on, so many people reach out and say exactly the same thing, which is, I was a Bob Good supporter, but the more I hear John McGuire, the happier I am that John is in Congress. I get that. I get that. I've always been a John McGuire friend. And when he was a delegate, of course, I didn't live in that district, so I didn't have any interaction with him as a state delegate, except when there were pieces of legislation that he had spearheaded, and he asked me, hey, you want to come down and talk about this, or you want to go when the governor signs this bill? Those are cool things to do, and I was very happy to do that, but I wasn't actually in his district. Then decided state senate was the way to go, and I was going to be in his district. I was, and I happily was a delegate for him out to that convention in Buckingham. Remember that? Like an hour and 20-minute bus ride. It's crazy, but I was there, and I was there all night. And then when he said people had prevailed upon him to run for Congress, and I know it was a pretty quick turnaround. A lot of people were upset about that. And I totally understand that. I really do. And I think John understands. I know John understands that. But John is somebody who's always been about service. He's always been called to do things. And he said, yeah, I'm going to do it because people need me to do it. So I'm very happy with him as my member of Congress. Okay. All right. Quick reminder about a couple of things. Number one, the James River Air text line, always available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera. And then at 7:35, I will be joining Rich on Richmond's Morning News. We'll talk about some stuff tomorrow afternoon. Amongst the other things, we will be discussing what could be the most important topic I have ever raised, CWSP versus Quake. 5:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
.550 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. And yes, we have got Michael booked for Friday. Excellent. Friday afternoon at 5:35. We'll get him back. Eh, you know, it happens. What are you going to do? Right? What are you going to do? The phone on one end or the other, problems. Okay. It is what it is. So we'll get him back on Friday. The Virginia State Police are honoring a fallen trooper. Lucas Dowell, killed in the line of duty back in 2019. There's a new airplane, which is honoring him, and the tail number is his badge number, 876. So that is, I mean, you wish that he was still here, but it is a very, very nice thing that the Virginia State Police doing that. Great agency. My gosh. I am always continually impressed. Continually impressed with what VSP does. They got some great people over there and continuing to do such such great work day in and day out. While we are talking about law enforcement, I've got to take a moment here and pay tribute to someone whose end of watch happened on October the 14th, 1998. Thomas McMahon, Richmond police officer, killed in the line of duty. Some people going, Thomas McMahon, do I know that name? You know the name Mongo. Mongo was his nickname. And Mongo was, according to every Richmond cop that I have ever chatted with in recent history, within the last 14, 15 years anyway. He was one of the absolute finest police officers anywhere in Virginia. And I just wanted to take a moment and pay tribute to Mongo and have folks take a moment and remember him, remember his service, remember the loss of life. It is what cops are ready to do every day of the week. Every day of the week. But, you know, it is what it is. What can I tell you? What can I tell you? People are still going out there and doing the job. This is one of the reasons that I personally have become so involved with peer support and additional training and making myself available to law enforcement officers with that mental health coaching. Because it takes a certain type of man or woman to go out there and do the job. It does. It does. I want you to think for a second, would you have any interest in being employed in a way where you don't know if you're leaving at the end of the day? Right? You honest to goodness, do not know if you're leaving at the end of your shift. You want to. You're probably pretty hopeful that you are. You're prayerful that you are, but you don't know. You simply do not know. And you still got to put on the uniform and go out there and do the job, even with that. That's a heavy lift. And one of the things that has become clear to me throughout the years, one of the reasons I'm so motivated to do this, I'm so passionate about it, is that one of my field training officers 1,000 years ago wound up shooting himself. And it believe me when I tell you, that makes an impact. Now, he survived, which was great, except instead of helping him in any way, he was arrested and prosecuted, actually sent to prison. And he had devoted, at that point, I don't know, 15 years of service to the police department. He needed help is what he needed, and he didn't get it. So after he got out, he and I worked together with the staff psychologist, the police psychologist in Philadelphia. And we started this little thing called Cops Helping Cops. And now, frankly, decades later, the whole peer support system is in place. Wellness, officer wellness is an issue discussed at every academy now. And your humble little host here takes great pride in being part of that. Not a huge part, but a small part that I get to play. Let me tell you something. It's vitally important, and it is some of the most important stuff that I have the chance to do. All right, hey, that's it. I know, rambling, but you know, what can I tell you? A talk show host can take me an hour and a half to order a cup of coffee. So tomorrow morning at 7:35, I'll join my friend Rich Herrera on Richmond's Morning News. I hope you will join us as well. Have a fantastic evening. Open a window. Enjoy the weather. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.